intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Canadian humor has like a real edge to it that I think a lot of Americans don't.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jack Classen Show.
Who's calling?
How's it going?
This sounds like a babe on the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had some good live radio to listen to.
We always have good live radio. That's why I'm asking you your cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry, Jack Classen.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
What?
Well, you're doing the Martin Luther King speech?
Oh my,
what the fuck?
And Karen 1776. I'm from Philadelphia,
hey, Karen.
Motherfucker. Hey. Come at me. I'll wanna air out your crib. No, but literally, I will defeat you. It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so mad?
He was taking Polaroids of his wives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw.
Kiss the camera.
Please kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toque or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toque or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
It's a 9.
9? Red-pilled rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit. I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops. For sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Classen Radio Network. Live on thoughtcrimes.ca.
Yo, 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 yo. Check it out. 9:90 a.m. Arizona. God bless you guys. God bless K-Bear. I forget your call sign, K-Bear. I don't know what to tell you. I forget your call sign. I should know the call sign. I'm on in mornings. Jesus Christ. It's Jack Classen Show. Check it out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Good morning, Montana. And good early morning, Arizona.
Yeah.
Hey, suck it. Suck it, Ryan Seacrest. Suck it, Woody Show. No one's playing. No one's playing this in the morning. Fuck you. Yeah, I gotta beat that. God damn it. Hit that for the Uncensored Show. Thoughtcrimes.ca. Like a knife. Hell yeah, dog. My show's like a knife attack. Like a homeless guy attacking you with a broken bottle. Good morning. How's your morning going? How's your morning show going, Montana? God bless you guys. Like, for real. God bless Montana. God bless Arizona, where I'm on late night. I mean, for real. God bless those guys. And God bless my favorite group. My favorite current, like, new band. Probably Riot City. I'm gonna be straight up with you guys. Riot City is probably the best band that is concurrent. Concurrent band. They're new. They're like Noah Cyrus. They're like, I'm comparing you guys to Noah Cyrus. By the way, for people in Montana and Arizona who aren't familiar with Riot City, you guys are missing out, dog. Like, seriously, straight up, check this out. Check this out. I want to play some sick music. It's Jack Glass Show. We're a talk show. We're a morning show. We're a late night show. What do you want, kid? What do you expect, kid? This is your Monday. This is what you get on your Monday. This is what you get. This is what you deserve. You get what you deserve. Seriously, you get what you deserve. Montana, Arizona. This is what you get.
Honk, honk, bang, bang.
You get what you deserve. I'm playing Riot City right now. I don't even care. Enter the cold wind howling. Time to sacrifice. Feeling the darkness in your eyes. Pay the price. Pay the price. On this show. I don't even know if you guys can hear me. I play it right so loud in my headphones.
Yeah,
oh, Christ. Can you hear me? Check the stream. Check the live stream. ThoughtCrimes.ca. Jack Glass Show Radio Network. Check the stream, Stevie.
Yeah, it's fine.
You can hear me?
it's drowning you out, but I think that's a good thing. Excited, man.
Oh, dude, I love Riot City. I love Riot City. They are awesome. Dude,
I know. I was actually re-listening to Burn the Night this last month. It definitely was one of the better metal bands or metal albums of 2019. Looking back at it,
better metal bands. Yeah. Can you name a band that wasn't created in 1978? That's as good as these guys. Like for real, you can't. I can't. A band that was formed, a goddamn band that was formed in the last 20 years? For real.
You're great.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I was just looking back at it of like the albums that came out in 2019 for like metal releases. Yeah. And yeah, dude, see, they're easy. Like top five. I'm still listening to it. There's a lot of memorable songs on that album.
I'm playing In the Dark right now. Hell yeah, In the Dark. The title.
What's the third song? Oh, dude, it's great. Can't wait for the next album. I saw them on their Facebook. Dude, have you seen the cover art?
Have I seen the cover? I can't hear you. Riot City's playing. I can't hear you. What are you saying? Their cover art? Sweet as hell.
Dude, no, the next album? I don't know how they did it, dude, but it's better than the next.
No way. What, seriously?
Bro,
oh, we... Delete.
Yeah, dude, this is bumping. No, and last month they announced they're in the studio right now, dude. This thing might be getting popped out this year.
Sweet. By the way, Riot City has the sweetest goddamn, what do you call that? Box art?
Yeah, cover art.
Cover art?
Album art.
Dude, holy shit.
Dude, describe it for the viewers at home, dude. There's so much going on here.
Oh my god. Okay, holy crap. Dude, that's the sweetest cover art I've ever seen.
Bro, they somehow did better. Yeah, dude, they somehow did like up the last one.
So it's a goddamn jaguar. It's a goddamn jaguar with a V8 engine in its throat.
Yeah, in his throat.
And he's shooting lasers out of his eyes.
And look at the lightning bolt in the background.
Holy crap! These guys are sick, dude.
Okay.
Dude, what the hell? Holy shit. Dude, I'm so sorry. I have to call these guys. I know they were supposed to do the show today, and they're going, no, man, I'm tired. I needed more time. I don't care. You have to promote this goddamn work. Look at this.
I know, dude.
It's a Jack Clash show. We got Stevie B and our best boy, Harry Hormones, on with
Howdy.
Us. Howdy. God bless. God bless those boys. Dude, are you looking at the chat right now in our Discord?
I just got here.
Dude, okay. You gotta... I'm sorry, it's Chat Clash Show, 9:90 a.m., K-Bear Mornings. God bless you guys. Dude.
God bless them.
Peep that album art, dude. Like, seriously. Yeah. Peep that album.
Dude, I like the little detail with his ear, too. It's, like, ripped.
Oh, my God.
There's so much going on.
Dude, those guys are so goddamn cool. Dude, I don't know what to I don't know what to tell you, man. A Riot City? You guys...
Bro.
Dude, look at that.
Bro, look how he's looking up, too. It's like he's shooting a laser, the bird from the last album, dude. You can, like... Oh, there's a story going on.
Man, there's like, interchangeable stuff. What the hell?
It's multifaceted. There's a lot of things going on here.
Dude. I'm sorry. Canada sucks.
See, this one, sucks. I would wear a shirt of the last one, but I'd pre-order this one,
but
dude.
We have, I'm pre-ordering this goddamn album.
Hopefully it's coming out this year is what they're showing on their Facebook.
Yeah. But, I mean, dude.
I mean, what else do you have to do in Canada?
Nothing else.
It's just
nothing
cold.
Else. There's literally nothing else going on. Canada
sucks. Except making bangers after bangers.
Oh my god, Jesus Christ. It's Jack Clash Show, 9:90 AM, K-Bear Mornings. I can't pick that cover art is. And I can't believe, by the way, we're a talk show. We're not a morning show. We're not a regular morning show. We're not playing music. I'm not playing music constantly, but I will blast Riot City any day, dog. Look at this. I'm just going to go, let's go burn the night. I'm going to hit it real fast. Look at that. I'm 8 minutes into their album. God damn it. I can't promote a goddamn album harder enough, and these goddamn pussies at Riot City. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, I can't do the show. I'm tired. This is too late for me. I have kids. I have kids.
Bro, if they need their beauty sleep,
pussy, Dustin.
Yo, if they need their beauty sleep to craft the perfect album, man, just let them.
Dude, if
they need that 8 hours to fucking craft their magnum opus, dude, I'd let them.
Oh, dude, for real. It's Jack Clash Show, by the way. We have, who do we have right now today? Red Pill Rapper is gone, but Red Pill Rapper is going to be back full time in the next week. He's quitting his job and he's living his life as a goddamn rapper. He said, screw it. He said, this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And God bless that, man. It's Jack Clash Show. We got Harry Hormone, Stevie B, and Karen 1736 in the call. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. I'm all good in the hood. How you doing, Klassen?
Doing excellent. Doing excellent. Stevie B.
Who's Stevie? I've never talked to Stevie.
I'm an OG around these parts.
Stevie B is an OG.
You sound like an African American.
He is half black.
Yeah.
He's half black.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm getting my
diverse your hand. Can I see your hand on the video?
No, there's no video.
A mulatto.
We don't have any video for Stevie B. He has mulatto hands. Trust me, he has those Eric Andre hands, dude.
Yeah, let me post a hand real quick.
Andre hands, and you know it's true, for real. God, dude, I can't believe these guys. I'm sorry, Riot City. Have you ever had a radio show on two radio stations promote your album as hard as I just promoted your album? I don't think so. I have.
Is Stevie B from the band?
Yeah. Stevie B's from Riot City.
Oh, that's definitely.
Is he that handsome guy from that band?
Yeah, he's the man with long hair, Jordan Jacobs. He's actually Stevie B.
Oh, no, his name's Jordan.
Yeah,
you're messing
Jordan
with
Jacobs.
Me.
Yeah, of course.
Jordan.
It's my hand.
Very, that's from Africa.
God. I love those guys. I can't believe that they pussied out. They're, oh, it's too late. Oh, I can't do the show. It's like, dude, I'm sorry. This is a pre-recorded morning show. I'm sorry. I can't control that, but I can promote
you. Don't have a panty attack.
I'm having a goddamn panty attack
right now. Bro, just think about it, dude. Think about it. If they can come back next time with an exclusive single we could run, bro,
Jordan,
I think it's worth it.
Jordan from the band Riot City. I demand as your friend in media, as your greatest
bro, do you think they could hook us up with a single?
Hook us up with a single. Let us be the first guys to play it. If you don't,
I'll accept a damn demo.
I'll take a demo tape of you guys. Like, for real. I think we're all on the same page. Harry Hormones, Riot City's pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. They're badass. They're cool as hell.
Caught me off guard there. Yeah.
Best metal band from Alberta. What other band comes from Alberta?
AFI?
Is that in Canada?
That's in Canada. This godforsaken garbage country.
They're one step above Saskatchewan metal scene.
Yeah, non-existent. Saskatchewan.
Yeah, all the ones I know come from Ontario and Quebec.
Quebec.
Yeah.
Why would you ever listen to a goddamn band from Quebec, you stupid guy? I can't swear.
You were a fortress.
You didn't say a word, were you?
What band comes from Quebec that you like, you stupid half African American?
Bro, I like Fortress.
Can you say mulatto on the radio?
Mooly. We say mooly in the community.
Yeah, you say mooly. You filthy, stinky mulatto. What band comes from Quebec? You're not even Canadian. Bro, tell me. Tell me now. You stupid F.
Dude, Special Wound, 2021, Diabolic Thirst. It's a pretty good album. It's not as good as Rise City. I'll give it that. But it comes from there.
Diabolic 101, I don't give a crap. Diabolic 101, I don't give a crap. Diabolic 101, dude, shut the hell up.
There's just a lot of people that live in Quebec.
Please. Dude, this guy's like Dustin from Riot City. He's like, you're just as pushy as a woman, eh? Ha ha ha. I'm like, dude, join the goddamn show because I'm promoting your goddamn album right now. I'm doing this with anyone ever has in the world. And I want you on my goddamn show.
I know, dude. Scan that out. But, That was a heat of the moment emotional thing, but I swear, there's a YouTuber that I watch. Yeah, Banger TV. They only announced the album once. The metal audience. And I think they're even from Alberta or somewhere in Canada,
dude. And they've only
we're here pumping them out for this band, man.
Hey, like, Karen. How many times have I promoted this goddamn band?
More than once.
Harry Hormones.
Dude.
All the time.
I'm dropping names. I'm dropping Jordan Jacobson. I'm dropping Trevor Phillips. I don't know what... Trevor Phillips. That's the guy from Grand Theft Auto. Trevor Dustin Smith.
The only person I know that is advertising this album more...
By the way, it's Jet Class Show. Good morning to you, Montana. Good okay, so
you know who you're competing with here?
What?
NWOTHM full albums on YouTube with almost 500,000 views of the album.
Damn, dude.
Oh my god.
Dude, that's over 500,000 people who've listened to it and enjoyed it. I love these comments too. They're all like boomers like you. Like this album like art looks something.
They're boomers like me. What do you mean?
Like true Buildman, I mix this bad boy. Thanks for all the kind words.
How does me marking out to Riot City make me a goddamn boomer?
There's a lot of Judas Priest references in the comments. That's some boomer as it gets, but it's not gay.
Karen, do I not have the best musical taste ever?
No, you do not have the most best musical taste ever.
You have the best musical taste
ever. Thank you, Stevie.
Thank you, Stevie.
thank you, Stevie.
Your quotations around that.
No, I want to thank him. Thank you, Stevie.
Thank you.
I like your picture. Is that Jake Gyllenhaal?
No, that's Fat Ryan Gosling.
That's how we're represented on the radio show. Thank you very much.
Another Canadian. I don't know Canada problem.
They all look the same to me.
Everyone, Ryan... I look like Ryan Gosling. I look like Keanu Reeves. I look like every Canadian.
Ryan Reynolds, just another Canadian.
Ryan Reynolds, yes. Ryan Reynolds. I met Seth. Seth Rogen? You know I met Seth Rogen? You don't believe I met Seth Rogen?
I know. You told me the story of how he picked up trash that he like did the basketball maneuver and he like hit the rim and he went over and picked it up.
Oh, God.
That was a lot about that Jewish character.
Yeah, it's too bad he's a filthy scumbag. It's too bad Seth Rogen's a filthy scumbag.
What's the last thing he's done?
Nothing good.
Yeah.
He's done nothing good. That's that filthy actor.
I'm gonna look it up.
Okay, search it up. Seth Rogen, last thing he's done good.
He had that trainee girlfriend in Freaks and Geeks. That was the last good performance he ever had.
Hey,
that was a good show.
I'm Freaks and Geeks, man. Oh, dude, everyone I know who likes Freaks and Geeks? BPD girls. And I'm sorry, this is an borderline personality disorder show.
James Franco on that show.
That's what my mom is. Dustin
Smith.
My life.
Dustin Smith, by the way, of Riot City. Dustin Smith of Riot City. If you don't know, Dustin Smith, you're listening to the show. Why don't you call in, you pussy? Why don't you call in, you goddamn pussy? Look at this. I'm even playing your B song. Dude, call in, you stupid. You stupid.
Is this a challenge?
I got some words for Dustin.
What's your words for Dustin? What's your words for Dustin?
I could have been smoking lean, shooting hoops, and digging in dumpsters right now. So I took time away from bigger things. And you're not even, you can't even.
I know.
You don't even have the decency.
I'd probably be jacking off.
And I'm to crawl.
And I'm promoting your goddamn show. I'm promoting your goddamn band on two goddamn radio stations. And you don't.
Bro, he's gonna.
Oh my god.
He's gonna make me have to call Brock for a special guest appearance. And I'll think that none of us want that.
Yeah, get Brock.
Call Brock in here.
Brock,
yeah, Brock.
I want to know if Brock's gotten laid yet. By the way, Brock is the 26-year-old version who's a 6-year-old
hey, chill. He's not 26. He's 23. Almost 24. All right, he's got a few more years.
A couple more years.
That was good.
God.
It's hard out here for us Gen Zers, man.
Dude.
Yeah, it is. I'm a Gen Zer.
Yeah, it's sure. I'm the biggest. I'm the biggest Gen Zer there ever was. I'm the biggest goddamn Gen Zer. By the way, hey, check it out. It's Rusty Shackleford, a.k.a.
Bro, everyone's popping in here.
The world's worst third seat on the Jack Class Show Radio Network. How you doing, Rusty?
Brother.
How you doing, brother?
What's up, brother?
Dude, he's so bad at doing radio that I have his volume at half.
Aww.
That speaks volumes.
You know what? I want to make him 150 for me.
You're
making
150? Dustin Smith. Dustin Smith. This is my message to you,
Jack,
Riot City.
You're pissed.
This is my message to Dustin Smith. You have to give us the new single, or else I'm going to come over and I'm going to murder your whole family. You have to do. I want the single from Electric Elite. Right now! Right now, you stents. Dumb, stoned, long-haired queer. I want your goddamn single now!
That's my message to Dustin Smith.
I'm going
City.
On a hunger strike.
God. How's everyone doing today?
I'm going to light myself on fire.
How's everyone doing
excellent.
Today?
Excellent.
You're doing excellent, Harry Hormones? You beat excellent. Any women recently?
Not yet.
No? Karen? You beat any women recently?
I didn't beat one today either, Jack.
Oh, but what about this month?
Not this month either.
What? When was the last time you beat the crap out of a woman? When was the last
never.
Time? Honest.
I got the crap beat out of me by a woman in high school.
Well, you probably deserved it. Stevie B, when was the last time you beat the crap out of a woman? When was the last time you beat the crap out of us? By the way, this is the Jack Lashes radio show. We're a morning show in Montana. And I want to know, when was the last time you committed domestic violence? Call to the show live, baby. Call to the show live. 778-762-1047.
I'm going to speak for him because he's gone radio silent here.
Sins.
You know
confess
what he's done?
Sins.
He's working on not bruising them up so badly next time.
Are
Googled
you,
it like everyone else.
Are you part of the, what was that, 126,000 people that Googled how to beat a woman but not let it show?
I probably Googled it a few times.
I know you've Googled it a few times
few
for
times.
Sure. Just a few times. I'm just saying, we're a pro domestic violence radio show. And there's nothing wrong with it. By the way, I'm calling Dustin Smith again.
Celebrate April 24th.
Have you guys ever seen that video of the Muslim guy that teaches you how to beat your wife and not leave bruises? And he's like using pillows and all kinds of like.
Is that a video?
Yeah,
is
swear that a to video? God. Yeah.
Oh, send that in the chat. Put that in the chat. I got to play it. We're a real live radio show. This is Monday morning for you, Montana, by the way, Arizona. This is what you get on your Monday morning. Pull that up, Harry Hormones. Pull that up. I want to know how to beat my wife without it showing.
Pull up.
Pull up
on him.
It's probably been taken off of YouTube.
Pull up. Find this video, dude. Everyone's telling me about this goddamn video. I want to know about this goddamn video. Or else I'm going to assume that this great video doesn't exist. By the way, Thin Blue Line. We're a pro cop show. Just to make sure we're clear, we're a pro cop show on the Jack Clash Show Radio Network, thoughtcrimes.ca. Check it out. Eventually, they're not going to let me on the radio, and it's all going to be internet only, baby. We all know that time's coming. Eventually, might not be this year, might not be next year, but eventually, we're all going to be Adam Crowling it, and there's nothing we can do about it. And you know that's goddamn true.
Rusty, are you on any drugs right now?
Drinking a cider.
Drinking a
okay,
cider.
Okay, I think I found it. I think I found it.
I want to watch this video.
All right, I found it. Yeah, this is it.
Please play this video. Beautiful. Okay, so this is a Muslim man demonstrating how you can hit your wife and not cause...
Dude, was this on memory TV?
I love memory TV.
He's Muslim.
This is perfect. I'm playing it right now. We're at 0 seconds. I'm playing it right now for everyone in the radio show chat. Everyone knows. 9:90 a.m. Not that it matters.
Whoa. This is all in subtitles. How are you going to play for the radio people? Unless they know Arabic. This is fucking...
We're
going
to narrate it. We're going to goddamn narrate it.
Yeah, we're all going to narrate it together. And
exactly.
Play it.
Dear viewers, many people, especially people who are married, would like to know how to beat one's wife.
Thank you, Karen.
Is beating your wife necessary? Must a man beat his wife every day? No.
See, I would...
First, we must understand that the man is the leader of the house. A leader has authorities, just like a manager. The leader of the house may decide to discipline the wife so life can move on.
Dude, I love Muslims.
How does a husband beat a wife? He
man, I would go through
wood. Disciplinary beating out of love. He loves her. Am I still reading this?
Yeah, read me, please.
And must take the femininity and her husband's masculinity. Sorry.
That's okay.
Now let's see how Islam teaches how to beat your wife.
Yeah.
Let's imagine that Naif here. How are you, Naif?
It's a young boy, by the way. It's a young boy.
Yeah. It's not a woman.
But let's imagine that he is the wife. All right. How should a husband beat his wife? First, he must admonish her. In other words, then he should refer. Oh, he's speaking too fast. And all of what is beating Islam? Wait, don't move. The husband must take his wife, feel his strength. Why aren't you listening to me? How many times do I have to tell you? How many times do I have to tell you so you'll listen? Didn't I tell you not to leave the house without my permission? You see how a little bit of rebuke. Obviously, she's starting to talk back. I told you not to leave the house. How many times? See how the beating is done? I told you not to leave the house. The beating is light. Don't leave the house again. You understand? Yes.
Remember Montana?
Is beating in Islam.
You got any listeners out there?
I'm pausing it. I'm pausing it real quick. By the way, I'm sure the people in Montana can relate to this. Alrighty, I'm
just
playing it again.
Lightly.
I'm bleeding.
That's
do
not allowed.
I keep reading?
The Prophet Muhammad, yes, please.
But some people, that is not allowed. The Prophet Muhammad, look how merciful Islam is. The Prophet forbade striking in the face.
See, you're not going to get your face
he
hit.
He forbade men from beating their wives on the face. Slapping the face, hitting the head, punching the nose, all of this is prohibited. The beating is for discipline. See how it's done? Don't leave the house again. Listen to what I tell you. This is painless beating. That does not leave the house, leave the bruises, or cause bleeding. The beating I just gave Naif is the true gentle beating in Islam. Brothers, why do husbands beat their wives? Because some wives are like domineering and authoritative husband. Authoritative. By nature, they like violent and powerful husbands. With some women... admonishing them and refraining from sharing their beating. This is going too fast. And
well,
it's
just keep typing.
Junk.
Just keep
Dear brothers, I hope you understand the right way to discipline a wife in Islam. We must not start asking questions about whether our religion is cruel. No, our religion is a religion of mercy and
kindness.
When do
I convert? Why Sharia now?
Well, because they don't hit her in the face. And that's very courteous.
Can we get Sharia law right now? I really need Sharia law in my life.
We need white Sharia now.
We need white Sharia now. Please. I'm calling Mr. Obama.
It's Mr. Obama. Speaks up for the people in Montana.
Mr. Obama, I need Sharia in my life right now. Tell Joe Biden, please, tell Hunter Biden to tell his dad that we need Sharia in the United States of America. Immediately, everyone move to Dearborn, Michigan.
God, it's Jack Glass show. Dude, what a screwed up religion, dude. What a religion of peace.
I hope nobody beats me.
That's the problem.
I can't promise that.
Yeah.
No one can guarantee that.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
You have to secure your own safety.
That's what Muhammad said, brother.
But it will be light.
No hitting in the face.
Don't hit me in my face.
No bruises.
Light.
Don't
hit me in my face.
No bruises.
In phone book standards.
Punch a woman with a phone book. Hey, check out Ride City. Ride City's playing. Oh my god. Jeez, talk about a band.
We want the Ride City single. When we want it, we want it now.
I want the Elite song. God, Elite. Electric Elite.
We need a single before anyone else does. I want some mom in Montana who clicked on the wrong station.
We did it before anybody.
I'm listening to this band right now. They suck.
Jack, I got the band button hovering right over. Just
Are you operating a drone right now? Are you operating a drone right now? Are you operating one of those transgender drones?
I have the training missile locked on. Give me the order.
Are you in a Bob Jordan Jacobson's house of Riot City right now? If he doesn't give us a single from Electric Elite demo version,
locked and ready.
Locked and ready. Trained on Alberta, Canada. Edmonton, you're going down.
AC-130 online.
This is a threat. This is a threat to the band Riot City. If you don't give us your demo tape of Electric Elite right now, you're done, kid.
I'm on a 19 kill streak. It's easy to get to the 20. Once I get that tag mutex over.
Those numbers just start stacking up. Once you get there, you ain't coming back down.
Guys, Riot City, you have to, next time you come on the show, you're getting the Hulk.
Jack, I got Chris Kyle on the line right now. He's ready to fire.
You have Chris Kyle on the line right now.
He's ready to go. He's itching. He has an itchy finger. I don't know.
Come on, let's do this. Let's see. Itching. He's itching. Let's see.
What is he itching about?
I'm calling Riot City right now, dude. Let's see if they answer. Let's see if these boys.
Dude, you're gonna piss them off.
I don't care. I want that single right now, or else they're getting bombed. Kyle, the American sniper is going to come after Jordan Jacobs of Riot City. This is what happened.
He never died. That was a an op.
It was
a psyop.
It was all for this. All for this moment.
He's a Bitcoin assassin.
Dude, they are not.
I got my Dogecoin loaded up.
I can't imagine that Riot City would not want to answer the Jack Clash Show Radio Network show right now. It's just I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed. And frankly, I don't think I should be promoting their song so much if they're not going to answer the goddamn phone call.
Oh, yeah, you're 2 hours behind me, so it's like 12 o'clock. So, yeah, they should be up.
They should be up. They should be partying.
On a Saturday? Should be partying.
Dude, it's like they got kids or something.
Right now, I'm drunk.
It's like they got a goddamn family to take care of. Karen, what the hell is this? What the hell is this?
What is what? The band?
Yeah, the band.
Their band, and they didn't call you. What do you mean? What is what?
Exactly. Exactly. Stevie
they're
B.
Great band.
Stevie B.
I'm
can
glad
we please
that they're
train
still together.
Can we please train our transgender drone on Philadelphia real quick?
Oh no! Don't.
Please train our drone. I need.
I'll get in contact with Captain Price. I'll see what I can do.
Oh man, it's Jet Class Show 9:90 a.m. God bless you guys. God bless Phoenix, Arizona. God bless Montana. God bless America. God bless the land of the free, home of the brave, and land of trans fats and nutraceuticals. We don't want to forget that.
Love the brave.
Land of the corn syrup, that I will not ingest.
Land, God
Gene
bless.
Gene-altering, sweet corn syrup.
God bless corn syrup. Where would we be as North Americans without goddamn corn syrup, Karen?
What's not more American than corn syrup?
I can't think of anything.
Than false flag shootings. I think that's pretty American.
There's nothing more American than mass shootings and corn syrup, DNA-altering corn syrup.
Do you think they're connected?
I don't know. Hormonal changes. Change in the mind and the way it thinks. We have to get into the mind of the corn syrup cereal mass shooter. Mind. We need to
Does he
find
believe
out.
In the Antichrist?
He doesn't believe in anything. He's beyond
my cap.
It's Jet Class Show, 9:90 a.m. God bless you, K-Bear Mornings. Dear white people, eating Szechuan food from China is out. I have to admit something. Today, I went to the grocery store and I bought myself some Szechuan. Am I saying that right, Karen?
Yeah, you're saying
Szechuan sauce.
Szechuan. I ordered some Szechuan noodles. And frankly, I was disgusted by myself. I bought those noodles and then I realized that white people were culturally appropriating. Now, this is going out to you boys in Montana. I know you guys are all rough and tough, but we got to get real here on the Jack Class Show in the mornings.
I love that Szechuan chicken.
I love Szechuan noodles, but the fact that they can sell Szechuan noodles in the goddamn store is proof of cultural appropriation. Chinese food, if you eat Chinese food, you are culturally appropriating. Am I not right, Karen?
You're totally right.
I'm totally goddamn right. And I'm tired of these people telling me that I'm wrong.
Well, you didn't get like a real Chinese person in a gutter.
You, a white cis grocery store selling Szechuan noodles, beef noodles?
Yes. You should, like I said, you should have cooked it in a gutter like real Chinese cuisine.
No, listen here, sucker. If you are white, you should not be eating Szechuan beef noodles. You should be eating hamburgers and hot dogs the way God intended it. That is white people food. I felt so ashamed today when I was eating my Szechuan noodles and an Asian person walked in.
You're in Canada, dude. They're like 17% of your population.
That's my Caitlyn Jenner impression. That's my Caitlyn Jenner for governor impression. I'm representing all the Persians in California. God, what a world. That person's going to become governor.
Man, I can't wait to own the libs with my right-wing trans governor. We're going to really show them.
God. She's the new Richard Nixon. Anyway, if you are a white company, if you are a company in North America and you are selling Szechuan beef, I'm sorry, but that's cultural appropriation. And I do not stand for that. And my cohorts, Hunter Biden, don't stand for that either. What do you think, Karen?
I don't stand for that one bit.
Hamburgers and
hot
dogs?
That's a mess.
Hamburgers
and hot dogs. I like both of those.
Damn straight. Too. That means you're a true American. That means you're a true patriot. And
yeah.
You don't stand for cultural appropriation. People that eat Szechuan noodles also do blackface skits.
You're also about as bad as a white person with dreadlocks. Because not only do you look stupid, but then you're also committing cultural appropriation.
Yeah, what the hell? What the hell? You're white. You don't appropriate. We colonize. The fuck?
Thank you very much.
They
yes.
They should be taking our...
We just... Why we gotta appropriate and give it a title? Just take it. I don't see what the problem is. So it's just noodles.
Do you guys want to hear something like crazy?
Everything else.
You guys want to hear something crazy that I don't approve of?
That we I don't approve of.
As uh-huh. the lead of the Jack Clash show. Karen, by the mm-hmm. way, I hope you listen to this. This is very important. This is for this kid relates to you somehow. In this weird world, this relates to you somehow, okay? You stupid bitch. This relates to you. Elon Musk is coming on to Saturday Night Live, okay? We all know what Saturday Night Live is, right?
I know. I'm too young.
Okay. You've never watched an episode of Saturday Night Live? Actually, you know what's funny?
Why would I?
You know what's actually
Wait,
funny?
Is that what... Yes. Is that how does that relate to me?
Okay, this will relate to you. This will relate okay. to you.
That's the only reason why I'm paying attention.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. You're filling in Red Pill Rapper's spot of not caring.
No, listen. It's just because it's about me.
Elon Musk is going on Saturday Night Live. And for some reason, I can't figure it out. I can't figure it out. I'm trying
Saturday
to
midlife.
Saturday Night Live.
Get it. Listen, get it out.
I'm 27 years old. And I've never watched a full episode of Saturday Night Live, okay? But Elon Musk is going on Saturday Night Live, and he refuses, the castmates refuse to have a sketch with him. They refuse to go on the stage with him. Dude, what a bunch of pussies. What a bunch of pussies.
I want to see him do a sketch so bad. He's such a robot, man.
I know. What kind of sketch would you put Elon Musk in? For real. But why would the Saturday Night Live people be afraid to appear with controversial host Elon Musk? Why would they be afraid? They're a goddamn bunch of pussies. Why, Stevie B?
Give me 2 seconds. I'm loading into the Matrix right now to find it.
Yeah. You're loading into the Matrix?
I'm going.
It's a morning show. We're a morning show. So I got to hear people click. Dude, does Ryan Seacrest have people clicking? Karen, does Ryan Seacrest have people clicking? I don't think so. Oh, you're clicking? Seriously. Are you clicking? Are you seriously clicking right now? This is
Bro,
not
what's up with
a
all these
show games? With clicking. This is a goddamn morning show on 2 goddamn radio stations. I can barely keep together. They're going to fire me.
Dude, I don't know why you're getting mad at me. It's my crickets. I let my crickets out. I don't see what the big deal is.
You guys are goddamn clicking. It's a Jack Clash show, 9:90 a.m. Arizona, Dennis Prager.
Jack,
we follow
Bro,
Dennis
I don't need your schizophrenia acting up with your clicking noises.
I'm so sick and tired of your goddamn clicking noises. Please, cease and desist. I ask one goddamn thing. I say no goddamn clicking noises, and I get goddamn clicking noises.
I don't have my mic set up.
A real show. By the way, it's Jack Clash show. Everyone on the show hates my guts. Everyone wants me to fail, and everyone wants the show to fail, even though I goddamn go out of my way to try to make sure everyone has a goddamn job.
like what job? What job? You owe me money.
Yeah,
where's
yeah,
my chat, man?
Listen here.
You owe me money.
I don't owe anyone anything.
Yeah, you do. You literally do owe me money.
You never accepted the goddamn check. because
$28
$28. Listen, trust me. There's some $28.
Embarrassing. All I've gotten from the show.
Listen, I might have gambled a lot of our money away. It's a Jack Glass.
He gambled
show.
Your earnings.
I can't.
Not a big deal.
Gambled your earnings. It's not a big deal.
Let this go. Oh
my let God. Slide.
Is there ever a contract written?
What job does Lewis get?
Lewis doesn't get That's paid. He's barely allowed on the show.
What job does your friend Stevie get?
I pay. I'm the financier.
Stevie is the third chair. Stevie's the third chair.
Look at this chat. Harry Hormones
doesn't get paid.
Crying over here.
Oh my God. Listen here.
Job.
Listen here. You
this, what I do
stupid,
here is charity work.
You stupid.
This is charity
poor.
Work.
Listen here. Listen here. Listen here. When I go out, I've talked to lots of people this year. When I go out and I try to make deals, I try to make deals that involve Karen 1776, Red Pill Rapper, and me. Cynic Homeboy?
1488, Harry he Lomos? Adds him in the contract.
Yeah, that's the last second I'll add Stevie in. I've put in all my goddamn effort into trying to get you guys work. And this
what
is what I
work
get.
Or the fuck are you talking about?
Whatever we're what doing work? Right now, this is work.
People is this get, a job?
People
Bro,
get
I'm
paid.
In the mines right now. I'm slaving away for some copper.
People get paid
like our audience.
To do morning shows, and I'm desperately trying to get us paid. And on the level of people that I want to include is Jack Klassen, a.k.a. me. AKA Karen is second. You're second. I don't know if you realize this, you broad. I don't know if you realize this, but you're second. You're second in on this. And then there's Red Pill Rapper. Those are the three people I consider. Rusty Shackleford, AKA Lewis, AKA Stevie B.
I love the Red Pill Rapper.
Those people don't matter. Butter. The people I try to get paid are me, you, and Mitch.
No. All right, well, what's up with that? Then get us paid. Why are you crying about this?
That's the funniest part.
You don't understand how goddamn hard it is to goddamn sell the show to radio stations. You have no idea.
Mom, nobody wants me on the
Maybe
radio.
No, never mind.
Wait, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Say it now. Say it now.
You should market Jack and Stevie as the next Rick and Bubba, too.
You want to compare us to Rick and Bubba?
We're the next
Dude,
Rick and Bubba.
That's why people are afraid. We're so better than Rick and Bubba in the morning. Holy crap. Talk
dude,
about
dude,
an
dude.
Awful show,
bro. Just market as
that. Oh my God, Rick and Bubba. Screw those guys. They have crit. They have. Oh my God. Do you guys know Karen? Do you know about Rick and Bubba?
No.
That's your problem.
Okay,
listen. You don't know good radio.
You don't know about
like
radio.
Do.
Yeah, Stevie B is a radio professional, and so am I. We know our radio show hosts. Rick and Bubba, listen here, Arizona. Listen here, Dennis Prager. Rick and Bubba doesn't get a call from goddamn Tim Sabian. They don't get a call from goddamn Tim
Rick
Sabian.
Rick and Bubba doesn't call the RV company and get the most insight.
Look at this. I'm going to play 10 seconds of Rick and Bubba. I'm playing it right now. Rick and Bubba University. Rick and Bubba University, shut the hell up.
I hope you guys die. I hope you both suffer from a heart attack. Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba, please, Rick and Bubba, please have a cardiac arrest right now, you stupid fat, slimy scumbags. It's the Rick and Bubba show? No, it's the Jack Klassen show.
I'm far funnier, and I have a way more irreverent show than you guys could ever have. I'm sorry that you're on 100 stations. I don't care. Suck it, Rick and Bubba. It's a Jack Klassen show. What have we talked about today, Karen?
Rick and Bubba.
I love Rick and Bubba.
At various times. There's all
You talked about that, and then you Bubba, talked so about this band for like a million years.
Well, oh, man. All that disrespect on Riot City.
Dude, Riot City, listen here. Listen here. Okay, you, yeah, are you close back. To your mic? Are you close to your microphone? Are you close to your microphone? Can you hear me, Karen? Can you hear me, Karen?
Why would I have to be close to my microphone?
Come on, Karen. You? You have to hear me. You have to hear me. Don't worry about it,
I'm
kid.
Taking my headphones off.
Don't
I'm
worry.
Taking my
headphones yeah, of course
off.
You are. Of course you are. Listen here.
I took them off.
Listen here.
Plugging in her speakers.
When I put in... Listen, Karen, are you there? You there? Yeah, of course she's taking... You know, this is a Jet Class show. This is when I actually try to get everyone paid. The people that I'm trying to help end up screwing me, stabbing me in the goddamn back. You're stabbing me in the goddamn back right now.
Oh my god, shut up.
You are stabbing me in the goddamn back right now. I feel like I've just been metaphorically raped.
Where's my money, ho?
Listen, you are Rusty Shackford. You are the least important person on the Jack Classic show. You have nothing to do with this show. Stevie B is ahead of you. I would wager the opposite.
I would wager.
Oh wait, yeah, that's right.
I'm the cornerstone. I'm the cornerstone of this
on the radio station.
Lewis, let's start our own show. Rusty, can we start?
Yeah, exactly.
Our own
show? Exactly.
Rusty. Sounds like a lot of work.
Everyone's going to stab me in the back eventually. You all hate me, despite me talking to, I don't know, 70 radio stations this year, trying to get every goddamn person to work. But all of you, Red Pill Rapper, Harry Hormones, Karen 776, CBB, all of you will eventually stab me in the goddamn back, despite all the effort I take to keep this goddamn show alive.
My name is not Karen Smee-Smee-Six.
What have I ever done to you? I've been here the whole time.
Listen, it's a Jet Classic show.
I've always been by your side.
It's a Jet Classic show. We're in Mornings 110, and I have to say, I am absolutely hammered right now. I have to.
No, you're not. You're lying. You're not. You're lying.
Hey, I'm lying?
You are lying.
He's putting on.
You're not drinking.
How am I lying? Look at the stream right now, bitch. Look at the stream right now. I'm sorry I called you that. I'm sorry. That was mean. That was mean. I didn't mean to say that.
How many times have you gone through that and now it's like,
that was mean. Yeah, that was totally uncalled.
He's drinking.
Yeah.
Look at this. I'm drinking, by the way, it's Jet Class Show 990 AM, K-Bear.
Yo, show your hairline.
God damn it.
Yo, show your hairline.
Everyone on stream. I'm drinking Facts 8%.
Facts?
It's called, it has a Viking on it, retard. It has a Viking on it. By the way, it's Jet Class Show.
Dude, it's pronounced fake.
Whatever, dude. Fake, facts, I don't care. That's what I'm drinking, and that's what I'm doing to keep the show rolling, because that's what my goddamn job is. Until
so
the 28th when I get
fired. You're wasted right now off a beer?
Listen, by the way, Karen, 76.
Jack has a thin frame.
This is... I've drank in 3 of these already very fast, and they're 8% beers. I know you don't have that in America. I know you just have Kokanee and Pale
Bud
Ale.
Light.
What is Kokanee?
Miller Lite.
In Miller Lite.
What's Kokanee?
Exactly.
Kokanee. Canadian, dude. There's no way that's not Canadian.
That is American and Canadian. That is a universal beer. It's a Jet Class Show. God bless you guys. Good mornings.
Kokanee.
What is a Kokanee, Karen? What is a Kokanee?
Jack, don't disrespect me like that. I'm trying to get you paid, man.
What is a what is
you
a
don't
Kokanee?
Understand?
Do you know what a Kokanee
what
is?
I go through every day to get you a job.
Listen
whoa. Let's hold this Jet Class Show 990 AM Care Bear Mornings. Let's peel this goddamn onion back here. You are being sarcastic to me, despite who else would put you on a radio show with two stations.
Put me on a radio
show. I am. We're on one right now. You're on the show. Oh. You're on the Jack Klassen show.
Oh.
Who gave you a spot on thoughtcrimes.ca? Who? Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's not me. I'd be changing the hatecrimes.ca.
Lewis, move to America. I love you.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, we could get married. Need a green card.
He wants it.
come on over.
Yeah, please do it. Please do it. It's a good question.
How long do we have to stay married, though? I don't want to stick around.
You got to deal with it. You got to deal with it for 4 months. That's CS punishment.
Off letter to blow my brain.
Yeah, dude. Exactly.
Do we have to sleep in the same bed?
Only
once. Get some of that poo-poo?
Bunk beds.
All right, but I get the top one.
It's the Jet Class Show. How are you guys doing? Good mornings. By the way, I'm with the show where everyone goddamn hates me. Stevie B is the one with the best odds. Acidic Homeboy does. Karen definitely hates my goddamn guts, which is fine. I get it. I'm a scumbag.
Let's get to brass tacks. Karen ruined our friendship, Jack.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all what women do.
That's all they know.
Stop freaking out, dude.
You know how many been destroyed by one Helen of Troy?
A thousand? A million?
It's a tale old as time.
It's my fault?
Yeah.
It's my fault?
It's all your fault. I don't know what's going on.
It's really my fault?
The Jet Class Show, by the way, it's the Jet Class Show 990 a.m.
Yeah.
What do you think happened that maybe Jack is a little bit upset at you about?
I'm not upset about nothing. It's the Jet Class Show 990 a.m. We don't have to discuss... We don't have to discuss problems. We don't have to listen. This show is the same. This show is getting. Wait, hold on a second. Real raw, uncensored radio, thoughtcrimes.ca. This show is getting far too real, raw, and uncensored. I'm calling it. Listen here. It's a Jack Classic show. I'm wrapping this baby up. We've gone too raw. Dude.
Hormones. Jack will forgive you, dude. Jack will forgive you.
Nah.
Just give it
not
some
at
time.
All.
Just
it's
give
not
it
gonna
some...
happen.
No, it's not on time.
It's gonna
First
take
of all,
years.
It's gonna.
This is gonna take years to fix. Okay.
It is.
This isn't just gonna be like today, tomorrow, next week. No. It's gonna be
years to fix.
Before we
like
get
that,
back
dude.
To where things were.
Before,
all right.
Yeah,
when
exactly.
We start mooching again.
Calm down.
No, I'm not calming
hold
down.
On.
I'm
it's
not.
It's going to
Yo,
take
what,
years.
What's on your mind?
Hold on. It's Jack Glass's show. let's not show our hand. Hold on a second.
Was that the straw that broke the camel's back?
Wow. I now see everyone hates me and works against me. Whatever.
No.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
No.
I forgot to put you guys on the radio. I've tried my best for the last goddamn 10. No, it isn't. You guys hate me.
Humor
right
has like a real
flavor strike. I'm out.
I'm out. Bye. We'll see
you.
Bye. Goodbye, everyone. Goodbye.
Where's my check?
Sounds like a baby
Goodbye.
On the phone.
No, not at all.
What's your cup size?
I thought you guys had
some good live radio.
We always
with
have
me
good live radio. That's why I'm asking you cup size. That's compelling radio.
Sorry. Jack Class.
I go to bed feeling the same way. I'm getting tired of driving.
The Red Pill Rapper.
I have a dream, and I'm a loud, proud thought criminal.
What are you doing?
See you guys.
What?
See you
doing
next
the
week.
Martin Luther King's speech?
Oh, my
thank
God.
You, Neil. Thank you.
And Karen, 1776.
I'm from Philadelphia.
Hey,
from
Karen.
Hey.
Come at me. I'm going to air out your crib.
No, but literally, I will defeat you. It's real.
Hell's Angels tried to rip my throat out.
Why were they so mad?
He was taking Polaroids of his lives on Harley.
It was a bit of a problem.
It's raw. Kiss the camera.
Please, kiss the camera. Kiss the camera.
It's uncensored.
How many scales can you fit in your foreskin? None? You don't have one. Hey, red-pilled rapper, what's your foreskin situation like?
Are you asking if I'm a toke or an anteater?
Yeah, are you a toke or an anteater?
It's compelling radio.
What would you rate this poop out of? 1 out of 10.
It's a 9.
9? Red-pill rapper, what would you rate the poop out of?
I hate this bit.
Yeah, but what would you rate it out of?
On a scale of this bit to your Skittles foreskin bit, I would vote this a 3 out of poops. For sure.
Oh, no way. This guy's healthy as hell.
Jack Classic Radio Network. Live on thoughtcrimes.ca.